and Alley Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
There we go. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
It was my fault this time.
Okay.
Did something went wrong.
Okay.
It wasn't you.
Oh, thank God.
I was deep in the story, into my story about the Hollywood Dirt. Okay, so let me just break it down. Here's what's going on. So Demi Lovato, who I adore because she's been so transparent about all her issues with mental health and addiction.
Yeah.
And it's just refreshing when you have celebrities that blunt about it, especially that young. So what?
I'm all about anybody that's open about their struggle like you are. You were like, you spoke at her Out of the Darkness walk last year, and you gave like a really open story about your past and your depression and your suicide attempt and all that stuff. I love when people are open about it. So, yes.
Yeah. Demi Lovato, I guess, I love that about her. Well, she met this guy. He's on The Young and the Restless, okay?
Uh-huh.
This story is really shady, so prepare yourself, okay? Max Erich, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Who cares? We care about Demi Lovato. But they started dating during quarantine. Like, what was that? Like 6 months ago? I can't even do the math
March-ish,
anymore.
March-ish, yeah.
And then they fell in love quickly as they were quarantined together. And they basically got engaged in July. So it moved really quick.
Yeah.
Like, really quick.
Yeah.
You know, started dating, fell in love for 2 months, got engaged. She went on social media when they got engaged and wrote things to him like, I knew I loved you the moment I met you. It wasn't something I can describe to anyone who hasn't experienced it firsthand, but luckily you did too. And she goes on and on about how much she loves him and they're in love and here's to our future, my partner. Well, fast forward, okay? Something happened and people noticed that everyone in Demi Lovato's circle unfollowed this guy, her fiance, like a few days ago. And people were like, huh? And nobody could figure out why all of her close friends would unfollow her fiance, like the people closest to her. But there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out this guy, her fiance, who's on The Young and the Restless, allegedly got thirsty and started messaging other celebrities like Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande. When these messages came out, Demi Lovato defended him and said, no, they're fake. Get off my man. He wouldn't do that. Okay? So that was recently that he was being accused of messaging other celebs and hitting on them.
Sliding into other girls' DMs.
Sliding into DMs.
Yeah.
And then she defends him. And then her friends unfollow, and then she gets pressure from all these people, like, you know, TMZs and all these people, and she finally had to admit, okay, fine, we broke up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good for her, then.
Yeah, because it sounds like...
he was not a good fella?
No, it sounds like they jumped in during a time when everything was crazy and uncertain, latched onto each other, got engaged within months, found out he was a douchebag a little after she was already engaged to him, she didn't know a guy she's known for three. You know the guy how long? We're on our best behavior. Let's be real. And we're in love and happy. So you're happier. So you're woo.
Yeah.
And imagine when that comes down. So they have officially broken up. She had to confirm it. She hadn't liked, I think, the last 8 Instagram posts, which was also telling. No, isn't that ridiculous?
It's funny that somebody did the research on that. They go, how many posts has it been since she liked?
It's
how many?
Easy.
Well,
that's
I know.
How you
but
do the timeline because
I know,
these
but
days. I know it is funny,
somebody
right?
Somebody did that. Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
You can visually see when she was liking every single one of her fiance's posts because it's her fiance, and then when she abruptly stopped.
Yeah.
So I'm screaming shady, and this dude's pissing me off because not only that, he's messing with a girl that's worked
Demi.
Hard to get her mental health and her addiction issues together. So look, Demi, dump his ass and move on, which she did, and I'm happy. So no longer engaged.
That's a little crazy if you think about this number, but 238 times a week this happens to you. And
what?
You might not even know it, dude. You may not even know that it's happening.
So it's not people getting on my nerves.
It is not. Well, it could be.
It's not people stealing my food in the kitchen. No. What
no,
is it?
It's oh being caught on camera.
or mean?
On any sort of camera. There are, on average.
Like in the community.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I believe this. Go on.
Because, well, think about it. There's so many cameras on the roads. Mm-hmm. You see them all the time. It's just the webcams they have for the streets, the highways. You can look at them on apps and see traffic. You can see accident reports through Google Maps, on the internet. Mm-hmm. So you're on average 160 times a week caught on camera while driving. That's just through a red light or through a traffic intersection
every
camera.
Stoplight, I see them, I feel like.
And they're great. They help with accidents.
Crime. I'm all about
crime,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are like, I don't want to be on camera. I'm like, yeah, well, once there's a crime, you're going to be real glad there was a camera there because there's going to be no lie about it. There's not going to be a question. Cameras help us, you know?
Yeah. You want to get in an accident and then have the evidence, the video evidence of the guy running through the red light and blowing into you when he said, no, he ran the red light. Nuh-uh, it's on camera, bro.
And then you have the exact person, too, if they leave the scene.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't debate it. If they're like, well, that wasn't me. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Versus in the past, you're like, I swear it wasn't me. And you had to kind of convince yourself. You know, cameras can be great for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the average employee's on camera 40 times a week. That's like 8 times a day. We have cameras in here. So.
They don't work.
Excuse me. The one in the kitchen doesn't work, Allie. There's one in the kitchen that doesn't work.
I'm sorry.
The other ones work. The other ones work.
If anyone ever wants to hear my the lose it at work story, because we all have one where they just snapped one day. Somebody stole a bunch of food from me. I still don't know who. I have a few suspects. And we had cameras in the kitchen, so I thought it would be easy to call out whoever thought they could be a thief and steal at work. And then we found out our engineer didn't rehook them up in the
kitchen.
All
of a sudden, the cameras didn't work.
All of a sudden, and I'm like, well, that's great.
How convenient. How convenient.
I was pissed.
By the way, you can call or text 414-799-1037. So 238 times a day, that's a lot, right, to be caught on camera. Think about the other times you're on camera shopping, 24 times a day if you're walking through up and down the aisles at the grocery store.
And you can see the cameras and the balls. Like, you don't notice them unless you look up and you're like, whoa, there's cameras everywhere.
Doorbell security cameras.
Yep.
You'll be caught on those at least 14 times a week. That's twice a day. Uh-huh. And that doesn't even have to be at your own house.
Yeah.
I've seen other people that have them where you'll go up, you'll walk by, and you see that big doorbell right there. I'm like, oh, there's a camera. Like, you know it is a criminal walking by. You're going to be on camera. They're saying there could be like a billion security cameras worldwide by next year. A billion in the whole world.
Wow.
180 million in the United States.
Okay.
We're on camera a lot.
Freak me
Do you
out.
Have any cameras in your house? Like anything at all?
Well, I mean...
Because I don't. I have zero.
You have zero?
Zero.
Well, ordered... Yeah, because you said you love it that your neighbors have one, so you know they're facing your house. So if anything happens, it's on. Yeah, yeah, I like that method.
That's exactly what I told my neighbors when they got their ring. I go, thank you. That means I don't need one now because you can see right across the street perfectly.
Right. And I live by a school, so you know there's cameras up there on those
there
lights
are.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I know people that have like the baby monitor cameras for their kids.
Oh, yeah, I had those for a long time. Mm-hmm.
So you can just leave them, especially when they're young. You can see if they're crying and just fussing or if they actually need you to go
up
there.
Well, you can leave the room and make sure they're safe and
414-799-1037. You can always call or you can text. Maybe you have all sorts of cameras around your house. One of those people.
Maybe you're still one of those people who's freaked out by cameras. I don't want nobody watching me even though my iPhone is all the time.
Don't watch me. Don't take my liberty. It's Kiss FM. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Friday. Today's going to be beautiful, by the way.
Good.
Nice, another warm day before it gets cool next week. Like the real fall kicks in. Fall really kicks you in the head.
We're supposed to get cold.
Next week, yeah. So today and tomorrow, warmest days, and then it's all downhill. Temperature.
Me and my friends were talking about this, how this part of the year I get so annoyed. I don't know what to wear. I don't know how many layers I need when I get up in the morning. And now that I'm coming into work, I'm really confused.
Like you layer up in the fall.
I decided to come back to work at the worst time for picking your clothes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the hell's going on in fall ever, what the temp is going to be.
Well, you'll find that there are not many people here. Sweatpants and a sweatshirt are fine attire. That's what people.
Riggs, I'm literally wearing black yoga pants and a sweatshirt.
I am too. These aren't yoga pants. They are sweatpants because it's Friday. So I love fall, and I love doing stuff during fall. Fall's a cool time of year.
I love fall, too. Pretty outside, activities.
I love haunted.
To do.
I like the scary stuff. Like, I dig haunted houses. That's my thing. I love going through a haunted house, but it's different this year.
And I'm a pumpkin farm kind of gal.
See? And that was one of the number one things that they said you could do, one of the pandemic-friendly fall activities.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be hitting up an apple orchard.
And that's what everybody, I've seen this on social media, so many people at the apple orchards the past couple weekends.
Yeah.
And it is a great, perfect, safe activity, especially with kids. Mm-hmm. We're lucky that we have things like that.
Oh, yeah. You're outside in the open air, which is is safe activity, distancing from other people.
Big fields.
Huge. Orchards are huge.
And then if you have to get on, they transport you on an open wagon.
Uh-huh.
You're not having to go inside a bus or anything. It's like a win-win.
If you're stuck in home, you can do things like decorating, carving pumpkins, stuff like that. It's always good with kids. Hiding candy around the house.
Oh, screw that.
I've also seen a lot of people are going all out for decorations this year for Halloween. I've seen a lot more exterior displays than normal this year.
Because they have time or they're doing more at-home stuff. I started seeing Halloween stuff yesterday as well, like in detail Halloween stuff.
I have a friend that has he's a little projector inside his house that projects an image on his window that looks like people clawing at the window trying to get out. It looks so creepy.
Oh, my kids would be freaked out. That guy's
so
hardcore,
creepy.
Though. But it's already this September 25th, so seriously, think about it.
The first day of fall was this week.
Yeah. 1 month. If you can put Halloween stuff up. And
totally.
We're here,
Totally.
Next week's October, people.
Uh-huh. It is.
I can't believe I just said that.
Just saying you could walk around the neighborhoods, look at other people's houses if you wanted to do that. But there you go. You could do something.
So
you could find
orchards,
something else to do.
Apple orchards. Stuff.
Pumpkin stuff. The rest of the list, I'm looking at it, honestly, Allie, is like lame home good stuff, like baking pies at home.
No, no. We don't need those.
Instead of trick-or-treating, hide candy around the house in the backyard like it's Easter.
No. I do know people that are doing that with small groups that don't want to trick-or-treat, so that they were different ways to come up with trick-or-treating, which could be a topic for a different day.
Totally.
But I was fascinated looking at the responses of what people are going to do for Halloween and how comfortable they are. Some are in, some are hell no, and some are, we're going to do it with a small group. Yeah.
There's a video on Instagram. It's a guy, he lives in a house where you have to go up some steps to get into his house.
Yeah.
And he built this little chute for Halloween candy. So he just drops this candy down a chute and it goes down to street level to the kids.
Oh, I've seen that.
So
it's
it is,
you build a slide or something.
It's like
out
a slide for candy that just drops right down to the
that's
kids.
Funny.
It's great. It is socially distant getting kids their candy. Get off my lawn too, please. So exciting. It's a win in 2020.
I needed a win. Let me tell you. Uh-huh. Let me tell you, Riggs.
This is a commercial-free hour, by the way. We do them all day, every day, and just enjoy this one right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened yesterday, please?
So I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want to jinx myself because how could anything good really happen this year? Let's be real.
Isn't it funny how we do that, by the way?
We
don't want to jinx ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we still believe that to this day.
Yeah.
Like, when we're older. We're like, we don't want something to go bad.
You know, you're like, is this too good to be true? And if I say something, am I going to ruin it?
Uh-huh.
So I refused to talk about it until I signed the paper yesterday, and it was done. I did something I've never done before, and I felt like a child because I've never done it. And I refinanced my house, which would have sounded so foreign to me 10 years ago. What the hell does that even mean? I'm not even kidding. Like, I was like, what?
Yep.
So I have purchased two homes in my life. When I was married and then when I got divorced, I bought the house I'm in now. Granted, super grateful I could even do that, you know, that I was in that position. But now, you know, there is a way to refinance and change your payments because rates are so good. It's like one of the good things happening right now. So
30 years is a long time for a mortgage.
30 years is a long time. You get a loan when you buy a house and you pay on that loan and you have an interest rate.
Which is fixed.
And right now, if you can, you can apply to refinance your house and lower your payments and get a lower interest rate, which can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the years.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I called our friend Adam Deputy.
.com.
And I was like, "Yo, bro, I hear rates are hot. I think I'm finally in a good position to refinance because remember, I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
So even though I purchased a house, I had been used to living with two incomes. So there was this phase where I was totally outliving my means because kids are so expensive." With childcare and all these things, and it added up. I ended up with more debt than I needed, and I had to literally spend the last couple years working to pay that off, and it sucked. Okay? I wanted to live my life and spend whatever I wanted, but welcome to being a grown up. You know, you have to be conscious
of it. People never learn that, though, by the way.
Some people just stay in
debt
and can't get ahead, and I get that.
I have a sibling who is charged up like $5,600 on a credit card,
uh-huh,
is over the limit, and only makes the minimum payments.
So they're never going to get paid off, and she's going to, or he or who, whichever your siblings is going to
I'm not
going to
say which
more.
One.
You don't have to say which one.
They know which one they are if they're listening.
They know
which one they are. $117 a month payments, but the interest is $87 a month.
Right. So which you're never going to get ahead.
No.
You're just paying the credit card company.
It's like laying down in the hole and just burying yourself.
Right. But people do this all the time. Yeah. I mean, and it's stressful. It sucked having to deal with that it in the eye. So I worked on that really hard.
And that built up your credit score, I'm sure, which probably helped you get a better rate.
When I paid it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have gotten a decent rate probably until I had fixed that. So I called him and I was like, you gotta see what I can get here. Dude comes through. AdamDeputy.com comes through. Riggs, I got refinanced. I signed. You do a closing just like, like when you're buying a house.
I did mine last week.
And you did yours too. We haven't talked about this either because I said, I'm not talking about this until it's done.
Riggs, for both of us, yeah.
Riggs closed on his last week. Yeah. I closed on mine yesterday. And my payments, because I had originally had PMI, again, I don't want to get too into it, but people that understand buying a house, I had that because I could only put 5% down versus 20, blah, blah, blah. That all got, basically my mortgage payment went down over $400.
A month?
Imagine your rent or your house payment going down $400. Like, this is life changing for someone like me who's, or anyone. You don't have to be a single mom with two kids. This is life changing for anyone. Now, granted, I know that is a really amazing situation because, I mean, my neighbors were like, oh, we did it with somebody else. It only went down $50. I'm like, ha ha!
Ha-ha.
Sucker.
We know a guy. We know a guy. Because how often do you remember living in an apartment, Allie, when you would get that notice every year that your rent was going up all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucked. Rent, you never got a notice that said your rent is going down.
No, never.
You never get that.
Never.
That doesn't happen. And that's essentially
you didn't own it. You did have no equity or money in it. Yeah.
No. So that's what happens to both of us.
Yeah.
We were able to save over $250 a month.
You did?
$250
a month. Went down that much?
$250 a month is what we're saving. Yes.
You know what I said to Adam Deputy when I talked to him? I said, listen.
Uh-huh.
I know you're not going to be able to get me Riggs's rate, okay?
We get a good rate.
His credit is insane.
It is.
He doesn't have any kids, you know, two incomes. I said, so don't feel, I know that I cannot get the whatever rate Riggs got, but mine went down like all the way from a 4 all the way to a low 3. I mean, it got, it's insane what happened. And I said, as I was signing the papers at my closing yesterday, I said, is this too good to be true? Like, I still don't believe you.
Yeah, I know.
I still don't believe you that this is really going to happen and that my next payment will be $400 less a month. This is like so, it almost makes me want to cry because it's that much of a life changer. I was like, thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, people that haven't refinanced yet.
If you own a house.
If you're in a place to do it, you have to do it right now.
And you need to do it
too late.
Before the end of the year because the people that do it, they're called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah.
They're tacking on a little fee that's going to go on at the end of the year. So do it sooner than later before they start charging more money because a lot of people are doing what you, Allie, and I have done with Adam Deputy. And they're like, well, they're losing their ass right now.
Yeah. And and all you have to do is try. So what, you don't qualify, you don't qualify. But when I went into the closing, the title company, he said he saw the guy, not Adam Deputy, guy.
Yeah, he's a lawyer that signs
lawyer,
it. He has to be a notary and everything.
He was there
signing the documents.
It was just me and him.
Yep.
And he says, I met Riggs last week. I said, oh, you did, huh? He said, he came in and he was like, hey, how are you doing? I'm Riggs. And he goes, Riggs, is that your real name? And I said, oh my gosh, tell me everything Riggs said. What else did Riggs say? And he said, he came in, he's like, I'm Riggs. And, you know, Riggs, Allie, he goes, I said, well, because of Adam Deputy, he probably assumed you realized we were on the air and we were working with him.
Hello.
And he goes, I didn't. He goes, but I sure listen the next day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and you better listen every day from now on, mister.
Yes, sir.
So I told him I was going to give him crap today. But he was like, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
So if you want to save, if you own a house right now and you want to try to refinance and save some money, it really works.
Yep.
And this is, you should probably pay for this, by the way.
It's not an ad, but it should be.
It should be, yeah.
But I just, I was like so excited, but didn't want to talk about it till I had closed and done it. And just, it's a life changer. So, yeah.
Thanks to our friend, AdamDeputy.com. That's Adam Deputy's. They call him .com in person, by the way.
Yeah.
What's up, .com? AdamDeputy.com. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Watermelon sugar.
It's a brainless topic that doesn't require anything, but where are you at? What are you doing?
Riggs.
What?
Guess who's on line one?
I want to talk to her.
Guess who? What her name is?
Karen.
Karen. Yeah.
Karen in Milwaukee, you poor thing. Do you hate that your name is Karen right now, or are you just like, whatever?
There's days.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a real life Karen moment where you flip out on somebody and you go, I'm going Karen on your ass right now?
No, that's called a Becky.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got
that's
it. Got it.
For what it is, that's okay. A Becky. Okay. I'm a 70s, 80s girl, so that's a Becky.
All right. So, Karen, where are you at and what are you doing this morning?
I go to work every day because I'm an essential,
okay.
And I work for D&M Heating.
Okay.
So
cool.
I am in the office, mm-hmm. And I do all the office work.
Okay.
And are you like an 8 to 5 or 8 to 4? What's your schedule like these days?
Yeah, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
My whole schedule has just got mixed up because my husband is now been stuck at home,
okay.
Working. He works for Rockwell, so they've been shut down since the beginning.
Okay.
And
so,
then my daughter goes to MPS, so she's
virtual, right?
She's virtual, so
yeah.
He stays home with her.
Okay.
And then he goes to work second shift, so I don't see my husband till 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, late at night. All right.
So, okay.
You guys, they're...
That's interesting. Yeah.
You guys are all over the place, sounds like.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I have to work full time, so that's my job.
Hey, Karen, I may need a furnace tune-up, so I might call you. What was the name of that place again?
Seriously, I advertise on the radio.
I know.
Did you say D&M or something? D&M, is that what she said?
D&M.
D&M.
I need a duck cleaning.
I have a different voice on the radio, but yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, well,
right, cool.
We got to hit you up because we both need some HVAC work for our our freshly refinanced homes.
AdamDeputy.com.
I heard. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, Karen. You're a good Karen.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone else says.
Yeah.
Rochelle is in Whitewater this morning. What up, Rochelle?
In Kenosha. Where are you, Rochelle? We have questions.
Yeah, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in Whitewater today. I drive here Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I live in Kenosha, though.
Okay.
I do COVID testing at the college in Whitewater.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, wow. Fascinating.
So are they the rapid tests?
Yes.
How do they?
We find out in less than 20 minutes.
How does that work? How do you do a rapid test?
So you do the nasal swab. We only have to do it in one nostril, and then we use a SARS antigen and then run the test, and it takes less than 20 minutes to find out if it's positive or negative.
Wow, that is amazing.
Do you have to go deep up to the brain swab or just like the...
it's a little deep, not too bad.
I've had it done in, April?
Yeah.
It's you can handle it. Get your big boy pants on. You can handle it.
That's
interesting that you're doing that. And you must do a ton of those a day, I would assume.
Yeah.
On a college campus, because with everything that's going on in the world and how they're trying to.
How often are they testing?
Yeah.
How often are they testing students?
They want them to get tested every 2 weeks, but it's not mandatory right now. So it's just kind of when they want to or when they're having symptoms.
You know what, Rochelle? If I had somebody at my job go, you can get tested every 2 weeks, I'd be like, I'm in.
Yep.
I'm
100%.
In.
100%.
But they don't get the value in it. Damn it.
Well,
no, they don't.
Rochelle, stay safe, and thanks for doing the good work out there.
Thank you. That is risky,
all
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you.
Have
thanks,
a great
Rochelle.
One. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Good.
Where are you at? What are you doing, Nathan?
I'm on my commute to MSU. I feel like, in comparison to the last one, I'm not as impressive.
I know. How can you follow an essential worker like that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm on my commute to MSU, but tonight I stream Roblox and like Minecraft for like 13-year-olds all over the world. But it really makes me happy because they get to, you know, even though they're like home and they're like, you know, stuck doing school online. You know, they get to still, since we're kind of small, I get to play with them as well. And so it's just really fun.
So you're playing online games with kids and like interacting with them?
Some kids are like, and some are like from Thailand, Vietnam.
Well,
we've got
gonna
some
be
in
Berlin. It's going to be my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send them to you
we've
to
got some in like Belgium, you know? So,
Wow.
Wow. That's cool.
That is cool.
Nathan?
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Yeah. So that's what Nathan's doing.
You guys have a great night.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Cassandra's on line two, Riggs in Maguanago, and I have no idea what she's up to. What are you up to today, girlfriend?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Okay, so first I want to remind you who I am.
Yeah.
I'm that little old lady that you met at the Maguanago Parade last year.
The Father's Day Parade.
Yes.
The Father's Day Parade in Maguanago. Yes, I remember vividly.
Yes.
Yeah.
What up, girl? So,
how you doing?
I'm on my way to the Waukesha Y. I teach silver sneaker classes for those old people.
You teach the what classes for the old people? The sneaker classes?
Silver Sneakers.
Is it in an outside area? Or are you guys inside in a small room, like all spaced out?
We're inside.
Okay.
We have a fairly decent room, but I tell jokes every Friday.
You tell jokes every Friday? Well, lay one on us.
A joke, yeah. What you got?
Yeah.
No. I don't have anything in my head right now.
Oh, come on.
You can't. On Friday, and so I thought, well, I'm just going to get some jokes for you, and you said them over the radio.
Do you want me to give you one that my 7-year-old has been saying a lot lately? His joke.
Sure.
Yeah. Where do zombies live? On the dead end. But bumch. Sorry. he thinks it's hysterical.
I like it. I thought it was funny.
It's a Halloween joke.
It's a good Halloween joke. Well, you can take that one and work with that, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening this morning.
We have one more. Tiffany. She was really excited in Milwaukee on line one, so let's go to her.
Tiffany is in Milwaukee, and what are you doing this morning, Tiffany?
Hi. I actually am at my work. I work at a nursing home in Wauwatosa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I have 2 children, so I just dropped them off at work, and I'm headed in right now, got my mask on, and I do activities with the residents.
You dropped your kids off at work.
At school or work?
Yeah.
Or at school. Not at work.
I was going to say, I dropped off my grown children at work. I was like, maybe the family all lives together. I don't want to judge, but I was curious.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. So you're kind of back to the normal, just with a mask and all the precautions. So you drop your kids off in the morning, you drive to work, and it's the only thing different is all the different COVID stuff you have to do now.
Yeah.
It's actually really different. We have to get tested every Tuesday.
The Tuesday test day.
I want to get tested every Tuesday. I'm jealous of all these people. That's good, though.
Well, it's different because we work with the older population.
Oh, yeah, you're in a nursing home. Duh. Yep. I should have known that. Duh.
Yep. Yep. And
that's kind of be stressful.
Oh, yeah, it's hard because a lot of nursing homes had bad hits with the COVID.
Yeah, and they're lonely, too, because their family can't come visit them, which sucks.
Oh, it's so hard. I cannot wait until the families can come back. That's the hardest thing is seeing them not be able to see their family.
Because
I couldn't imagine. I mean, you imagine not being able to see your mom or your dad, you know?
I can't. I can't imagine that. I mean, I finally saw my mom after a year and a half couple weeks ago, but that was one time. So,
Well, Tiffany, you're really in a stressful job right now working at a nursing home. So,
we got to do what we got to do. And, you know, you got to keep these people occupied and happy.
You're doing good.
Mental mind.
You're doing good work, Tiffany.
Yep.
Keeping them mentally happy.
Thank you.
Seriously. Thank you.
No, thank you for listening.
You're keeping me happy in the car driving to work.
Tiffany.
The check's in the mail, Tiffany.
we paid her to say all of that.
Thanks, Tiffany. Have a great weekend.
Oh, too funny.
You as well. Bye.
It's a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day on 103.7 KISS FM.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we got to talk about this because you know I love Demi Lovato.
Yep.
I love her. She's authentic. She's transparent. She keeps it real. She's talked about her struggles with mental health and addiction. And when people are authentic like that, I don't know, a lot of people are drawn to them because they're just honest and you know what you're working with. So I have a lot of respect for her and how much she's talked about everything because she's been through a lot. Well, she got engaged. I don't know if you know this. She started dating this guy right around quarantine, like March.
Yeah.
And he's on Young and the Restless, Max Elrich, whatever, who cares? He's a douche.
Young and the Restless? I forgot that soap. I forget about soaps that they're still on.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't even know, right? Who knew? Whatever. Maybe they're only on Soap Network now. Wasn't that the big transition years ago?
I wonder if people in soaps realize that they're when they get off of the set, if they realize that they're not in a soap opera anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They always live their lives in full drama. Anyway. I'm deterred.
Anyway, yeah. So basically, Demi Lovato met this guy. They were dating. They got engaged within like 2 months of meeting. So they've been engaged now for like a month or two. And she was like writing all these nice things to him. I'm so in love with you. Everyone's so happy for her. Well, all of a sudden, people noticed that her best friends and her crew, who's directly around her, had all unfollowed him.
Why?
And which is super telling, because like if I'm dating a guy and you and all my close friends out of nowhere unfollow him and we're engaged, something's wrong, right?
Yeah.
And it's obvious that she doesn't want to address it, but her friends are so pissed they're unfollowing him, which is really taking a stand and putting it out there for the world that he did something. Come to find out, he's been trying to slide into chicks' DMs. Apparently he was messaging Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, and these messages came out. Demi defended him like 10 days ago, thinking it was, you know, like hacker stuff, like somebody had, you know, made it up and he wasn't really doing that. Because why would your boyfriend,
your fiance,
fiance message Selena Gomez, who you know? Like, it's like stupid.
They all run together, dude.
So stupid. Well, I don't have anything to prove that all that was true about the messages, but I know she defended him. And then I know a few days later, her friends unfollowed him. And then finally, when people started asking yesterday, hold on, your friends have unfollowed him. You haven't liked any of his last eight posts, which were a week ago, but she had liked everything before that. She said, okay, fine, we broke up. So it's not a surprise, because it happened within like 5 months, this whirlwind engagement in the middle of quarantine. Not reality, okay?
No.
So lots of stuff going on there. Look, I'm happy that it's over.
If he's that much of
a douchebag, but how awful, you know?
Sounds like let's shack up during quarantine. Oh, I love you. Oh, let's get married. That's a great idea.
Right, we're so in love.
Well, if I can get Demi Lovato, maybe I can hook up with Selena Gomez. Maybe. I can try.
And you start to realize, why is he even with her if he's doing that? Yeah. I don't care if you're on Young and the Restless. You are a Jersey chaser the opposite way.
Demi's confident. She'll kick his ass to the curb.
Demi can do so much better. Are you kidding me?
So much better.
Her mental health is more in check than people that are 100, okay? I mean, to be that young and have a control on your mental health like that, that makes her a winner. And she's talented. And she's successful.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's got to go. So Demi Lovato broke up with her fiance, Max Dummy Dum Dum, whatever his name is, from The Young and the Restless, who was clearly trying to cheat on her immediately. What an idiot.
Oh, crap. I just checked and it's working. It's really working, Allie. This is amazing. I didn't think I'd ever take advantage of this on my phone, and I finally did. Finally.
Okay. What is it?
You have an iPhone, right?
Yes, of course.
Are you familiar with the screen time thing that it has, where it tells you how much screen time you use?
Well, I don't appreciate that feature when we've been spending a lot of time not, you know, going out as much. I didn't appreciate that feature telling me how much I'm on my phone, but yes, I'm familiar.
It's a little judgy. Now, I'm going to hold up this phone and show it to you. What is this graph doing from left to right? Can you see those little bars?
It's going down.
Yes.
The graph is going down.
Every single day, it has gone down.
Yes.
Because I found out that you can restrict how much time you're on certain apps, and it has changed my life.
How does it let you not get on an app, though? How can it stop you?
Well, what happens is you can set time limits for each app, whichever one you want. So I set it for like TikTok, for Facebook, for Instagram, for Twitter, for my social media.
Yeah.
And you could do it for all accounts. Okay. You could do it for separate apps here and there if you're spending more time on one app. You can make it so you can use some apps all the time.
You're like, oh, I'm on Facebook way too much. This is unhealthy. Yes. I need to limit my time. Okay, go on.
So when it reaches that time limit, it will give you like a 5-minute warning, like, hey, 5 minutes left of Facebook today. And I'm like, okay, and then it'll just turn off. The app goes dark on your screen. The app goes dark on your screen. And then if you tap it said your time is up for the day. You can hit ignore and go back in.
I was going to say, how do you ignore it and just keep going?
You can and say like for one more minute or for 15 minutes or turn it off for the day. But if you don't do that and you have self-control like I've been doing over the last week.
Right. This is why it's funny to me. Go on.
But it's like a snooze.
But this is like a diet. Like, oh, I'm going to put Doritos in the cabinet, but I'm not going to touch them. him. The hell you aren't, okay? You tell me my time's up, I'm getting right back on that app, is what I'm saying. The self-control is so important here to this.
But your time's going down. I have found that since I've done it, my productivity has gone up because I'm back in school now.
Uh-huh.
I've got two classes that I'm in right now. I'm going
Rodney
back
to Dangerfield's back in school, y'all.
Shut up, I'm not that old. I'm Billy Madison. Stop it. Don't age me. I've got two classes that I'm taking now and I'm picking up a third one, an accelerated class next week. So I'm going to be in three classes starting next week.
Uh-huh.
I had to start ramping up my productivity for
You're
that.
You're going to have things to do all day.
I know. I'm going to have stuff
like
to do.
It's like being a parent.
It's great without the responsibility of children, which is even better. But I have noticed that I've been able to get a lot more done because I had a paper due for a class.
You are literally back in school. This is hysterical.
I have a project due. I have a world.
Do you have a group project? Yeah, that's going to make you lose your mind.
Not yet, no. I have an individual project that starts.
What are you going back to get your degree in, though, Rick?
Clinical psychology.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
I like it, too. It's more needed, so.
Yeah.
So I
and
found,
you're passionate
so
about
if,
it.
I am very, very passionate about
mental
health.
How do I do this on my
health.
Phone, then?
Go into your settings and then go into screen time.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll say there's little options. There's downtime. There's app limits. There's communication limits.
I gotta find screen time first. Jeez, Riggs, come on. I get into my settings.
It's incredibly.
Oh, screen time. There it is, right under Do Not Disturb and notifications and sound and haptics. Okay, screen time. Then
so you can limit different types.
I'm down 27% from last week.
Good for you.
I've been trying to stay off, not as much. I even talked to my therapist about that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get too consumed with this social media garbage.
Exactly, because I find I'm mindless, and I go, what am I actually accomplishing? What am I getting from just scrolling through it other than being mindless?
Yeah.
When I could do something else more productive, like opening up a book or going
right.
to a news article or reading something or doing a research on something that's going on in the world, looking into like the Breonna Taylor incident. I was fascinated about all the facts behind that and what's going on.
I just started
reading into things and finding instead of just scrolling mindlessly through other
that's
people's
right.
lives.
You do other. That's I actually get what you're saying. If you get off the social media, you go read actual real news and not what people are sharing. And you're getting a lot more knowledge, and knowledge is power. Because a friend of mine said to me yesterday, I don't care, I don't want to know. And I said, well, that's your damn problem, because knowledge is power. So don't ever sit there and turn a blind eye to anything going on in this world. Like, that's just not the way to do it.
At least look into it and research it. Know what's going on.
And
I've been able to do a lot more of that over the past week because I've put a limit on all of my social media, which is so nice. And plus,
I want people to call in and even say if they could have this self-control.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Riggs, I would never... If it said my time was up, I'd be like, screw you, and I'd go right back in and ignore the thing saying I was done with Facebook or Instagram for the day.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. Could you have the self-control to do it? The other thing that I've noticed I'm doing, because I know I only have 30 minutes in an app, I'll go and just check a couple things, like do I have a message?
Yeah.
I'll like a couple pictures, and I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't sit
that
because I know I only have 30 minutes. I'm going to spend 2 minutes scrolling instead of 30 minutes scrolling here, and then
and,
20 minutes scrolling there, and 5 minutes. It's there.
Did
before you know it, you've spent an hour of your time on an app.
Lot.
42 minutes is a long time to spend on Instagram.
Yes.
If you think about it, 42 minutes is a long time.
A ridiculous amount of time that you could have gotten three different tasks
so
done,
much,
but
so
we
much
all
time.
Do there do
yeah.
it. And then it's also what you're consuming, which leads us to The Social Dilemma, which is an amazing documentary on Facebook. If you haven't watched
on
it,
Netflix,
that will make your head... Or Netflix, what did I say?
It's a documentary about Facebook
it
and social media on
head
Netflix.
It will make your head explode. Yeah. Like, seriously. I can't even imagine.
Well, we got
right
people
now.
Calling.
Oh,
we'll
do.
We'll take your calls and we'll read your text next. 414-799-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Setting boundaries, limits on things, especially when it comes to your phone.
Annoying.
Realize I know.
Setting these boundaries. How annoying.
Stupid boundaries.
Ugh.
Making me mentally healthy. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. I was just talking about how I've set 30-minute time limits on my social media accounts.
Yep.
And it's totally opened up so much more time for me. I'm able to get things done, be more productive, and do things that are actually healthy to me instead of deteriorating my mental health, which is great.
It's a game changer. Somebody texted in and said, my name's Abby. I deleted social media 2 years ago. I feel amazing. I don't worry about how many likes I get anymore or how many views I have.
Good for you.
I don't have to compare myself anymore, and it feels great. I'm now loving myself for who I am. So many people putting their worth into social media. It's sad.
Yeah. A lot of people
and
do.
We don't even realize they're doing it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Fantastic. Like, you were asking about
where
the
are you calling from? I didn't know what city you're in, dude.
Racine.
Okay, Racine.
What were you calling
Racine.
About?
Racine.
I'm calling to see if they have it on droids. Android.
Good question.
I've got the Android, and I know I have the self-discipline to do it.
Yep.
Like Riggs.
The timer.
Yeah.
I have to die off of it, because what my thing is, it's the Facebook marketplace that gets me.
The shopping. See, and they say men and women are so far apart. Just because we're on Amazon and you're on Facebook marketplace, we're the same with shopping, okay?
Right, exactly. So when it comes to Facebook marketplace or Craigslist, that's where I'm at.
Sucks
more or
in.
Less than
yeah.
the are you look statuses and stuff.
What are you looking for, like bargains or things that you can fix up? What are you always looking for on there?
That stuff, bargains. Like a couple weeks ago, I found a bunch of landscaping blocks for retaining walls. Some guy was getting rid of them for free, 500 of them.
What? 500?
Did you need them?
No, I didn't need them.
Dude, this is what women do. See, we get beat up for this.
Yeah.
We buy crap we don't need. You're doing the same thing.
Ryan, are you?
I went and got them for free, and then I turned around and sold them for $1 a piece.
Oh, smart. That's
yeah.
actually smart.
Yeah.
Yes. That's like called entrepreneur. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, what does your wife say when you come home and you've got 500 bricks?
Could you imagine?
I was kind of in the doghouse for a couple weeks. Before I had them all sold.
She was like,
what are you doing with all those
gonna
bricks?
You're going to sell them for $1 each. Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, right. Yeah, because there's a shortage on them right now because everyone's doing their... Well, they were doing their home.
Everybody's doing outdoor work.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the droid and how to make the screen time thing, but I'm sure Riggs does.
I looked it up online. There is one. It's in your settings. You can find it. It's called. Yeah. It's the same thing as the iPhone. It's screen time, screen usage, screen settings. You can set limits on it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Look
Thank
into it. You'll find
Ryan
it.
Ryan and Racine.
We appreciate
All right,
you listening.
Guys. Have a great weekend.
You too,
Riggs,
Ben.
Somebody texted in and said, just set a timer for Facebook and Instagram. I find that instead of talking to my husband at night, we are too busy digging our faces in our phones just to see the same old stuff.
I say that to my wife sometimes. I'll go, what are we doing right now? I go, we're a married couple. We're both on our phones.
Yeah, and somebody else texted
down.
On Samsung, it's called digital well-being under your settings. So
digital,
there you go.
Digital well-being.
Yep.
Good morning, Carly, who's down in Delavan area.
Hey,
Carly.
Girl.
Hey.
Have you done this where you've set some restrictions on your screen time?
I have not set restrictions, but I have a problem of constantly being on my phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like,
I would want to get off of it, but then I just sit there for a little longer, and then I tell myself I need to get off, and then
it's addictive.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like there aren't studies showing that this can be a hole for people and addictive and the way it affects your mental health.
Yeah.
And how even kids with video games, my friends and I were talking about this last night, you know, the addiction and how hard it can be.
Carly, I was the same way, and I found that using the screen time, like having my phone tell me, like, hey, your time's up, somehow, some reason mentally, that trips me to be like, oh, you know what? I can put this down. Like,
it brings awareness.
Yes.
It brings awareness.
Right.
And it's like somebody stepping in and going, hey, you, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing versus you trying to control yourself. And that's like me saying I'm not going to sit on my butt for an hour and I'm going to go do some chores and then I go sit on my butt for an hour.
Yeah. Now, I will be honest. There have been one or two times where I hit 15 minutes just to check something else. But then I'm aware. I get in there and I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm making exceptions for myself and I put it down.
The truth's coming out. Are you listening to this? Riggs is finally admitting he extended. He extended.
That was one time. It was one snooze.
Cheater!
One snooze. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Nice today.
Are you kidding me?
Warm today, warm tomorrow, and then it gets cool all next week. But
okay. Typical
days
fall weather.
Warmth.
Typical where you don't know what to wear in the morning. You don't know if it's going to be cold or hot. You got 9 layers. Typical.
You don't know how to set the thermostat at home. AC, furnace, who knows?
Sweatshirt weather, I call it, with a t-shirt underneath.
Light jacket, Allie. Light jacket weather. Some of the best weather there is.
That's debatable. As we're talking about how awful it is that you don't know what to wear.
Well,
but anyway.
Right. Well, if you think you have problems, there are people that have it much worse. And this woman has it way worse.
Yes.
This woman's day went from bad to worse to even worse.
Who is this woman we're
this
speaking
woman,
of?
This woman, his name is Rosetta Kimbrough. She lives in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Which got hit by a huge hurricane, Hurricane Sally, right? So she's hunkered down in her house while this hurricane's going on. A tree falls on this woman's house, crashes through, traps her on her bed with one of the big branches.
No way.
She's fine. She isn't horribly injured. She's just kind of stuck under
because
this tree.
Because she can't get around the tree.
Yeah. So she's sitting there. Her husband calls 911. While he's in the other room calling 911, there is a beehive in the tree. So there are now agitated, angry bees that are swarming all around this poor woman.
Oh, God, Riggs, you're on.
Stinging this poor woman. The fire department finally gets there to try to...
story. You're freaking me out.
The fire department gets there to try to cut her out. The bees are going after the fire department. It winds up, this woman is...
story. Oh, my God.
It turns out this woman is going to be absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you, now that I'm traumatized from her own story. Oh, my God.
She's totally fine. She got like 20 bee stings and a bruise. She's okay. But
I might have nightmares about this.
But it puts it into perspective.
How scary.
When you think you're having a bad day, there's always somebody out there that's having a worse day.
Did a tree fall on you with a beehive in it? No, you had a better day then.
But did you die? No,
no.
I just got stung by bees, by 20 bees. Right.
Dang.
So if you're having a bad day, know that you don't have it as bad as Rosetta.
Could you imagine the chaos in that house?
No.
She's screaming. He's screaming. No. Trees everywhere.
Bees everywhere. Bees and trees.
It's
poor
like a
woman.
Nightmare.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial free hours. We do them all day, every day.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
One of the stars from your favorite shows is pregnant, Riggs.
Oh, really?
Are you ready for who? I'm wondering if they're going to write this into the script.
Of what show? What is it?
This is Us.
I haven't heard that in so long. And by the way, they said yesterday on their Twitter that it's coming back for a 2-hour season premiere on October 27th.
You must have lost your mind. Is that Thanksgiving weekend or something? Think about
October
it.
October 27th.
Oh, I thought you said November.
October 27th.
Oh.
2 hours.
It's going to be a spooky episode. Well, Mandy Moore is pregnant, and I had to think about it. She's never had any kids. She's 36.
Okay.
Remember, she was married to singer Ryan Adams, and afterwards, a lot of bad stuff came out that he was not the best mate, and she was honest about it, that he had a lot of issues, and that got awkward. Anyway, she married a different man, her husband, Taylor Goldsmith. They got married back in 2018. She didn't even want an engagement ring when she said, I'm not a jewelry girl. Like, if we get engaged, let's just go pick out simple bands. He still proposed with a nice custom vintage ring, but, you know, at the time. And then she said she never pictured having a big wedding. She wanted a small, intimate wedding. They did that in the backyard. They've been married a couple years now. So they're expecting a baby boy in early 2021. So I don't know if they would even be filming when she's pregnant. But I also thought, you know, you don't need to be pregnant to write it into a show nowadays.
No,
there's so many ways to hide them.
Well, in the show, they flash forward and they flash back so many times that sometimes they'll go in the past and she's pregnant with one of the kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they can write that in somehow. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
If they can make it work.
Yeah, I don't
Who knows?
They have, and with technology, I mean, if you look at movies with big effects, like action movies, a lot of that's done with computers.
Yeah.
So there's no reason they couldn't computerize it. Yeah. To make her not be pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if you can do a whole movie with computers, a whole animated movie with computers, then you can do anything, you know?
Yep, 100%. So, well, congratulations, Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore having a baby boy.
And This Is Us back on the screen. We're a little over a month away, October 27th. I know, I'm counting it. Hold on, before you get to this story, Allie, did you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has now still broken like 2 records even in death?
What do you mean?
She's lying in state right now.
What does lying in state mean, Riggs?
That's where, when somebody very of political nature or somebody very famous of stature passes away, they will put their body in like the rotunda at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C.
Yes, correct.
Like, presidents have been there before.
So she's inside there.
Inside. Yes. And she'll lie in state for X amount. I'm not sure how long it is exactly, but she's the first woman to ever do that. And she's also the first Jewish person to lie in state as well.
So you have to have women in power for them to be laid there. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
What does that tell you about how few we've had?
Even in death. Even in death.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been back to work for a couple days.
I came back on Wednesday out of pure necessity because my stuff wasn't working.
Yeah.
So I come in and So yesterday was my second day back, and I'm in a separate studio, but we can see each other. There's just a glass window between us. And everybody had left. I got a bunch of crap thrown at me all of a sudden out of nowhere, which has nothing to do with anything, just after work stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm getting it done, and then I get done, and everybody's gone. So I'm like, oh, okay. And it's like 12 o'clock at this point, and I was closing on my refinance yesterday with AdamDeputy.com. So I just was like, I got to get out of here. I grab all my stuff, which was the weird part of coming back to work, realizing how much crap you have it, like how many bags I had, like food and my computer and my jacket and my water bottle and my drink and my Diet Coke. I mean, it was like my purse. I forgot how much garbage you lug with you to work sometimes, right? All that. So I get all my crap back on so I can go home. And I walk out of the building. And there's nobody here because we're closed.
Yeah.
We're not open. It's just like a lot of businesses. The only people in here are the essentials, the DJs. Okay?
Yeah, people that are on the air. And
that's
like
it.
And people that fix things sometimes. And they're not really here
not
very
really,
much.
Not.
They
don't even
really
count
come
them
here.
In, please. So anyway, so there I am in the parking lot alone. And I go to open my car door.
Oh, no. I think I know where you're going with this.
I had left my car keys inside the building. And on the car keys is my key fob to get in the building, which means I had no car key. And I had no key to get in the building. And the building is empty.
Oh.
Yeah. Except for one window I can look in and see one of like the three DJs.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I go up. I'm like,
just banging on the window to the sports station.
Because not only do I have no keys to get in the building or in my car, I gotta be at my closing for my refinance like soon, okay?
Hold on.
I'm panicking.
I'm trying to visualize this. Are you banging on the window with all of your stuff still on you?
Yes.
Like your bags?
Oh, no. By
everything?
That point,
okay.
I had set all my crap down by my car.
All right.
And realized I did not have my key. So I'm banging on the window. Hey!
You're loud enough. They could hear you.
And
I'm sure.
Somebody, thank God, one of the sports guys saw me. And he's like, hey. And I go, I'm so, and I'm screaming through the window. I don't have a key. Can you come let me in?
Thank God one person was here.
Can you imagine if nobody was here? Like, I would have had to call you or somebody to come let me in to get my keys to get in my, I was like, and do you know why my keys were inside?
Why?
This is my whole complaint because of fall. It's fall's fault. Like the weather, like the season.
Oh.
Because I had a jacket.
You put it in that you took off because it was cold
in
the morning.
I took off because we take off layers, which means I now had a jacket hanging that had my keys in it. And when I left at 12 o'clock, it was hot as hell out. So I was so mad.
You could probably look through another window and see them hanging. Your
keys.
Yeah, I could see
my keys hanging.
Which is the worst thing.
I just couldn't get in the building.
Have you ever locked your keys in your car and seen your keys in your car? You know how frustrating that is to be like, those are the keys right there.
That would
right
make
there
me
on
crazy.
The seat.
But
right
see,
there.
Thank God they make cars now where you just touch the handle. If you're even if your key's inside, you know what I mean?
It won't lock. But if you don't have that and you just have like an older car, I used to have that. I did it twice where I had to look inside at my keys that fell out of my pocket. And we're just sitting there on the car seat. Yes. So
crazy.
Welcome back to work.
Well, I got back in, but I was I've never looked around at it. It looked like, you know, tumbleweeds going across the parking lot. I'm in the desert alone. Like, how am I going to get back in that building?
I can't
building,
get
man?
Out. I can't get out of here. It's terrible. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. And also with that radio.com app, because your phone that you're on all the time, and you probably, according to my Screen Time app, I picked up 115 times yesterday.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I probably picked mine up more, though, so who am I to judge?
Your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Get it for free. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Riggs, what did I learn about you today that fascinated me the most?
I learned something about you.
Okay, you go.
I learned that you, just like me, and anyone else can do this.
Yeah.
We refinanced our home.
That's right.
With our friend, AdamDeputy.com. That's right. We both saved a buttload of money. You saved almost over $400. I saved almost
over $400 a month on my payment on my house. That's insane.
I saved almost $300 a month, which is anything saving is great.
I will take
a lower payment.
Imagine if your rent went down instead of up. That's what we talked about on the air.
Yeah. So I learned that you did that yesterday. It's now complete. It's all done. Moving through.
Yep.
We're both saving some money. I like that.
It's amazing. Thank you, AdamDeputy.com.
Very
excited that I refinanced. And if you're in a space to do that, you should really do that or apply and reach out and do that. I learned that Riggs has set his screen time boundaries on his phone that he's not getting on apps that long. You can set it on either an iPhone or an Android, we learned. And you set it so that it has a timer, and if you're on Instagram or Facebook, it will tell you and cut you off, and then the app goes black.
Yep.
You can get back on, which is why this wouldn't work for me, because I would cheat. But you have the self-control, Riggs.
Yep, I do.
To honestly do this, and has it been affecting your mental health? Not being on your phone so much?
It has, in a very positive way. Yep. I'm getting more stuff done. I'm more productive.
Good.
I don't feel like I'm dwelling on things. It felt so mindless just scrolling. And I'm like,
it is, and it's hard. You don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
And somebody had texted in saying, I can sit on TikTok, and next thing you know, it's 2 hours later.
I know.
Relatable.
It sucks you in. That was the first one I restricted was TikTok.
It's so easy to watch and watch and watch because they're quick. Yep. Yeah, it's so interesting.
Uh-huh. That's what I've done, and it's good for me. But you enjoy your weekend.
Okay, I'll be here for 2 more hours, though.
Fantastic.
I'll stay until noon.
By the way, we have another commercial-free hour. Not one, but two. Two commercial-free hours. Starts at noon with Julia this afternoon. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Enjoy the weekend.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.